This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. I'm very excited today because we're traveling back in time. Now, usually, I love it when we go to the 60s or the 70s or some great decades. Today, we're only traveling back in time 20 years to the year of 1999, but what a year that was. Absolutely fantastic. Across the globe, musicians were releasing, I don't know, maybe they were enthused or inspired by the end of a millennium, but 1999 was an amazing year for Latin music and for everything else. Now, Josh, it's not only the great albums that Café Tacuba and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and all those bands released, but also in 1999, Gomez released Liquid Skin, Emiliana Torrini released Love in the Time of Sands, one of my favorite albums, Robert Palmer did his last Rhythm and Blues album, his last record, Beth Orton released An Amazing City, all this great music that came out in 1999. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, Ernesto, I think 99 for me, on the Anglo side, I'll be honest, as an alternative rock guy, I was kind of losing interest. I feel like things on the Anglo side were not that exciting, but man, 99 in the Latin alternative world was like, for me, the greatest year. I'd say anywhere between 98, 99, 2000, Latin alternative music was just at its apex and had commercial backing of the major labels. It was a very interesting time for me because at that time, I was the music publicist for like four of the five nominees in the newly created Latin rock category at the Grammys. And there were just tons of great music coming out, including by this band from Argentina, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, iconic rock band, could fill arenas and stadiums around Latin America. And, you know, they were kind of, I don't want to use the word on the rebound, Ernesto, because I know you were obsessed with their prior album that came out in 97, Fabulosos Calavera. But that was a very experimental album, did not have any actual, like, commercial singles on it. And I think they were trying to find a place in between their monster hit Matador, which came out in 1994, and that experimental sounds of their prior album. And, you know, they kind of reached, I don't want to call it a compromise, but they kind of found a balance on the album that came out in 99, La Marcha del Golazo Solitario, and this song La Vida, which I think had some of that samba and percussive danceability of Matador, but also some of that experimentation you heard on the 97 album Fabulosos Calavera. So I wanted to kick things off with one of the more up-tempo songs from the late 90s from the Cadillacs. This is La Vida. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and we have taken a trip in the time machine 20 years back to 1999, which is probably one of my favorite years ever for Latin alternative music. God, it was an interesting time when the major labels were backing the genre, when everyone felt that the music was going to be the next big thing. Ernesto, I guess it didn't quite pan out that way and turn into a major crossover explosion. Although I do remember like Spin Magazine doing like a 5-page article about how Latin alternative was going to take over. But it did produce some great bands, including Mexico's Jaguares, one of the biggest bands in the Mexican rock genre. And I had the privilege of being the publicist for that band at this time when they released their 1999 album Bajo el Azul de Tu Misterio, that song Fiend remains my personal favorite on that album, and I know it's a fan favorite as well. If you check out on Spotify, it's one of their most played songs. Ernesto, I know you sometimes have some mixed feelings about Jaguares' consistency, but are you a fan of that song?
Oh no, of course I'm a fan of Fiend, and I'm a fan of Jaguares, and I love Bajo el Azul de Tu Misterio. If you remember, it was a double CD. One CD was new studio songs, and the other one was recorded live in concert. I thought it was one of their finest efforts, and I remember of course seeing them live in concert at the time and how powerful they were. Yeah, very much it seemed at the time that Latin music was just poised to take over the entire world. And at the time, if we're talking about 1999, Hermano Josh, we definitely must mention that slick and tasty cross-pollination of Brazilian rhythms with electronica that was happening, spearheaded mainly by the Six Degrees label based in San Francisco. They were releasing all the stuff that was coming out being recorded in Brazil. Remember, in 2000, Bebel Gilberto released her debut album, Tanto Tempo, that sort of changed the history of Brazilian music. But before her, there were other bands, other artists like Cybele, Bossa Cuca Nova, and also Zuko 103. Zuko 103, I seem to think they were based in Europe at one point or another. Very much like a European Bossa Nova-esque Brazilian electronica, very cosmopolitan, you know, the kind of stuff that would play in spy movies made at the time. I love Zuko 103. I love their album Outro Lado, The Other Side. And I really love the electro Bossa Nova movement of the late 90s. So we're going to pay tribute to all that with this song by Zuko 103. This is Humana.
É tanta coisa pra gente lembrar. Tristeza, lágrima e até mais. É tanta coisa pra gente contar. Talvez sonho de voltar. Sei que teus braços vão me apertar e aquela lágrima sem vai rolar. É tanta coisa pra gente sonhar. Talvez sonho de voltar. Quantas vezes poder voltar, mas sempre é cedo pra ficar. Quantas vezes querer voltar, mas sempre é tarde pra ficar. Chegou a hora da gente crescer e o que quiser fazer por merecer. É tanto sonho pra gente esquecer. É mais sonho a se perder. Quantas vezes querer voltar, mas sempre é cedo pra ficar. Quantas vezes querer voltar, mas sempre é cedo pra ficar. Mana, quem sabe a gente cresce e aprende a ser bem mais humana. E enquanto não dá certo, a gente vai caindo e segue em frente. Thank you. e aquela lágrima se vai, vai rolar. É tanto sonho pra gente lembrar, é mais um sonho de voltar. Chegou a hora da gente crescer, e o que quiser, e o que quiser fazer por merecer.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hi, this is Meme from Café Tacuba, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Quien con
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1999. Yes, we took the Latin Alternative time machine 20 years back in time to one of my favorite years ever from Latin music. And it was a time of I don't want to use the word commercial success, but certainly the genre was really reaching its peak. A lot of these bands were filling up arenas, and in the United States, suddenly non-Latin media were paying attention. And one of the most buzzed about groups was Café Tacuba, a group that I think Beck invited to open his tour, and suddenly all the major music magazines like Spin and Rolling Stone and Alternative Press, which were the main music magazines of the time, were writing about Café Tacuba. And they came out with this album that I think had some very big commercial expectations, but was very experimental. I think they played on Letterman or Conan O'Brien or one of those shows back in the day. And they played this song, La Locomotora, which is one of my favorite songs they ever did. But it was the only listenable, catchy song on that record. I'm curious, Ernesto, I imagine you were probably a big fan of this album, Revecio Soy.
Well, yes, Josh. In fact, I think Revecio Soy, in my opinion, is probably the best album ever released in the genre of Latin rock. I can tell you how much I am impressed by this album. I was privileged enough to be invited to the recording sessions of this record. So it was a very special moment for me as well as a music journalist when producer Gustavo Santaolalla and his partner Aníbal Kerpel, sound engineer, they invited me to just spend an afternoon with them and see how the recording was going when the album came out. It's a double record. I think the Revés part, the instrumental album, is very experimental. I think Yo Soy has actually some beautiful Beatlesque songs like El Hombre Impasible and La Locomotora. So no, I think this is definitely their finest moment. And I also saw the tour at the time that was beautiful because it included all the hits from their previous album Avalancha de Éxitos together with a new, more sort of experimental material. And now we're going to go to a band that is not experimental at all. In fact, they're sort of in your face and very raw, wouldn't you say, when we're talking about Mexico's Molotov?
Yes, Ernesto. I know I'm a bigger fan of Molotov than you probably are. Their prior album I thought was brilliant. The debut album from 1997, Donde Jugaran Las Niñas, which found them being constantly compared to being Mexico's answer to the Beastie Boys, in part because they played their own instruments, but also did this kind of creative, clever hip-hop with some offensiveness as well and political incorrectness. Unfortunately, their sophomore album was not as strong. And again, making that Beastie Boys connection, they wound up hiring their Beastie Boys producer, Mario Caldado, to helm their second album, whose title I cannot really pronounce on the air. I don't want to get us in trouble with the FCC, but in true Molotov spirit, let's just say it had an offensive album title. But there was one song I liked on their second album quite a bit. It was the song Parasito, which I guess you could call standard issue alternative rock hip hop of the late 90s, but it's still quintessential Molotov. So Ernesto, I know we could debate the merits of Molotov all day. This is my guilty pleasure, I suppose, from 1999. We're going to take a listen to Parasito from Molotov.
Subieron la mota, también el alcohol. Subieron la mota, también el alcohol, niña. Subieron la mota, también el alcohol. Y ahora es más caro ponerse un paso. Así que borracho, la peste, el hocico huele bien gacho. Gastas tu tiempo, todo tu dinero. Estás en la ruina por andar de culero. Todos trabajan y tú estás durmiendo. Y esperas la noche para estar bebiendo. Mientras invitas a todos las copas, todas las chiquitas se quitan su ropa. Su vieja me dijo que le eche la mano, que no tiene chamba tampoco su hermano. Óigame mi compa, no largas de pedo.
Te digo las cosas y sigues de necio.
Hey, guy, get the kilo, man. iba en puro chupar. Dicen que no dormía, nomás fumaba para aguantar.
Ya ven, ya son las 10, ¿cómo la ves? Listo para la fiesta otra vez. Si quieres yo me quedo, si quieres yo me quedo
para cuidar a tu mujer.
Hey, ya, ya te quiero ver.
Mamá, y no, es que no puedo con ella. sombrilla yo no tengo paraguas.
Ay, vení, mojame.
Ay, vení, 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 mojame. Ay, vení, empápame.
Ay, vení, mojame.
Que llueva, que llueva.
Ay, vení, mojame.
Agua pa' mí, agüita pa' mí.
Agua que va a caer, vení, mojame.
Que llueva tierra, que soy lombriz.
Agua que va a caer, ay, vení, mojame.
Que ya cayó, se me mojó la nariz.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to the year 1999, an hour of songs recorded 20 years back. And of course, there's always space for some Colombian salsa. We just heard the one-of-a-kind Grupo Niche. In 1999, allegedly past their prime, and yet they released one of their best albums in their career, A Golpe de Folclore. This is, of course, where the prodigious songwriter and bandleader Jairo Varela was still alive. And we heard the opening track, the title track of the album, A Golpe de Folclore. And I remember interviewing El Señor Varela at the time. We had a great conversation and we talked about this device that he used that is present in A Golpe de Folclore that we just heard. Sort of a song begins and then there's like a break. There's like a typical salsa break with the timbales and like a completely different melodic idea begins. It's like a, I remember describing it to him and he agreed. It was like sort of a surprise wrapped up inside a surprise. And Jairo Varela told me that this device was definitely something that he did on purpose, that he loved doing, and that it brought sort of like a refreshing sense to his salsa anthems. Now, I wanted to take this opportunity, Hermano Josh, to play a little bit of Spanish pop, and would you be okay with that? Because usually we don't play a lot of that kind of music in the show.
Yes, Ernesto, I'm willing to grant a rare exception for some late 90s Spanish pop.
And that's exactly what happened to me back in 1999. You know, I actually remember getting this record in the mail, a record by Spanish pop star Ana Torroja, who used to be a member of Mecano, a Spanish band that I have to admit, definitely not my cup of tea and not the kind of music we play at the Latin Alternative. But back in the day, I would receive about, I don't know, 10 discs a day, and I would always play the opening track. I would always play just at least a few seconds just to see what the album was about. I was very pleasantly surprised by Ana Torroja's Pasajes de un Sueño. I think it's the, if I'm not mistaken, this was produced by Andrés Levín, the producer of Los Amigos Invisibles and many great Latin Alternative records. So I think Ana wanted to give her sort of pop sounds, like more depth, more sophistication. This is my favorite song off of Ana Torroja's Pasajes de un Sueño. I absolutely love this pop gem. Great arrangement. I love her sultry vocals. This is Ya No Te Quiero from Ana Torroja, 1999.
Thank you. salir de aquí. Se está cayendo. Intentas disimular, se te nota el reír, se te nota el andar. Estás fingiendo. Hoy, después de tanto tiempo, de habernos hecho tanto daño, no. Hoy ya no te quiero y no tiene remedio. Hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero. Hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero. Hoy ya no te quiero. Por eso yo hoy ya no te quiero. Again. Intentas disimular, se te nota el reír, se te nota el andar. Estás mintiendo. No sé dónde quieres llegar, si te vas a largar, dilo de una vez ya. Estoy sufriendo. Tanto tiempo de habernos hecho tanto daño, no. Hoy ya no te quiero y no tiene remedio. Hoy, después de tanto tiempo de habernos hecho tanto daño, no. Ya no te quiero y no tiene remedio.
Hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero. Hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero, hoy ya no te quiero.
Y no tiene remedio.
Hoy ya no te quiero, no tiene remedio.
This is the Latin Alternative. You are listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Ya no me amas, ya no me quieres, solo me odias, todo bien. Y me pongo a pensar que tú y yo va a acabar, y sería mejor si ya no estás aquí. Y me pongo a temblar porque empiezo a reír, y por un segundo puedo ver que salgo de aquí. Aquí. De aquí.
Oh, ciudad se puede derretir y yo puedo estar sentado dentro de un proyectil. Siento el dedo de Dios justo encima de mí y por un segundo puedo ver que salgo de aquí. Aquí. De aquí. Estoy vivo. Estoy vivo.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1999. Yes, 20 years back in the Latin Alternative time machine. I think one of the best years ever for this genre. And Jumbo is the band we just heard a moment ago. That song called Aquí. Ernesto, you know I am a fan of power pop. You know, I love my melodic rock bands from the 90s like Sloan and Jellyfish, the Posies. So as soon as I heard Jumbo in 1999, I kind of freaked out. It was like the Mexican answer to my power pop dreams. I love that song, Aquí. It is super infectious. Big guitars, big melodies, big hooks. And it's a band I miss very much. And, you know, it's interesting because at this time in the late 90s, Monterrey, Mexico was just booming. The music scene there was producing some of the best talent in the genre, including that band Jumbo, who we just heard, and then a group in a very different genre of Mexican hip-hop, Control Machete, the next artist we're going to feature. Now, Control Machete really became kind of the pioneers of Mexican hip-hop and put Mexico on the map with this song, Sí, Señor. In fact, this song was featured, I remember, in a Levi's jeans commercial during the Super Bowl, I want to say, a year later. But this song just kind of took Control Machete to a different level from their prior album. And the production, I think, is stellar. If you like hip-hop with big boom-bap beats and great bass lines, and perhaps are not a fan of current hip-hop, I have a feeling you're going to like this song, Control Machete. Even if hip-hop's not normally your thing, it's kind of hard to deny just what an anthem this song is. So, the other side of Monterrey, Mexico, from power pop to hip-hop, let's take a listen to Control Machete, Sí Señor, off the album Artillería Pesada.
Me arrullacho inconsciente en mi vientre. Los segundos pasados, cargados, tatuados en mi espalda, empapados, aunados a espasmos de llanto y de risa. He andado sin pausa, sin prisa, así de lento el momento. Y no termina así de lento, cruzando entre las espinas.
Dime qué se siente, dime qué se siente, dime qué se siente el sudor en la frente. Dime qué se siente, dime si presientes, dime qué se siente el sudor en la frente.
frente.
Sí, señor.
Integra al sistema y toma mi cuerpo. Lo hace flotar, respirar y tranquilo. Estoy en el sitio como para ir a sembrar un poco y después recogerlo poco a poco, llevarlo a mi bodega y ver lo que me interesa, lo bueno, lo malo, lo que ocurre.
Viene, viene el que ausenta, la mantiene. Viene, viene, viento, caricias, levedad y sabor. Fuego, sonrisa, realidad y dolor.
Sí, señor.
Son las 4:20, 4:20 minutos.
Gracias, muchas gracias. Y que siga la música en Radio Recuerdo, Canal 86, en Monterrey.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Morreu na impaciência, hoje deu no jornal. De velha insuficiência da suprarrenal. Na mais completa indigência, o major Parsifal.
Homem de grande sapiência, alto valor moral. Clerical, radical, racional, marcial. Desempenhou alta incumbência na revolução. Foi durão, lei do cão, repressão, pescoção.
Depois foi ser da presidência de uma estatal.
Federal, capital, nacional, integral.
Nessa estatal é que a filó passista da Mangueira botava fogo no paiol reinando de copeira. E foi assim que o Parsifal, em plena ditadura, de forma lenta e gradual entrou pela abertura. Pois acontece que a filó não era mole não. Avião, combustão, explosão, um vulcão.
Joias, viagens, mordomias, compras no cartão. Um milhão e a paixão não diz não.
Homem de grande sapiência, alto valor moral. O major Parsifal se deu mal. Hospital, funeral, deu hoje no jornal. Mas o pior é que a filó me ligou de Miami. Ficou sabendo que o Fal tinha tido um derrame.
E ao ouvir a fatal conclusão, ainda indagou de pecúlio e pensão. E deu um puta faniquito quando eu lhe contei
que seu major tinha morrido lá em paciência, daquela velha e mal curada insuficiência.
Ele que foi Ferrabras, quanto mais, que comandou umas 10 estatais. Morreu com uma mão na frente, a outra mão lá atrás.
E foi assim que o Parsifal, em plena ditadura, de forma lenta e gradual entrou pela abertura.
pois acontece que a filó não era mole, não. Avião, combustão, explosão, um vulcão.
Joias, viagens, mordomias, compras no cartão. Um milhão, um bilhão, e a paixão não diz não.
Homem de grande sapiência, alto valor moral.
O major Parsifal se deu mal. Hospital, funeral, deu hoje no jornal. Da impaciência, hoje deu no jornal.
Homem de grande sapiência, alto valor moral.
Mas completa indigência, o major Parsifal.
Clerical, radical, racional, marcial.
De velha insuficiência da suprema. De velha insuficiência.
This is the Latin Alternative, wrapping up an episode devoted to the year of 1999 and a great excuse to play a track of one of my favorite Brazilian albums of all time. This was Parsifal by singer-songwriter Ginga, also a dentist by trade. A wonderful musician, very much influenced by the French Impressionists and by classical composers like Heitor Villa-Lobos from Brazil. This is the year that his album Sweet Leopoldina came out. Ivan Lins' label Velas Records sort of making a push to make Ginga known around the world. It didn't quite happen, but the albums remain and they're beautifully sophisticated and melancholy. Parsifal, and if you recognize the vocals, that was Chico Buarque, the Brazilian pop star from the 60s, 70s, 80s, still going strong and lending his vocals to Parsifal from Ginga.
If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, we do hope you'll follow us. On Facebook, we're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to thelatinalternative.com or just looking for The Latin Alternative in Spotify and iTunes. Ernesto, how are we going to wrap up 1999?
Well, Josh, usually, if you remember, usually I choose some sort of cinematic instrumental, something very melancholy, something from the worlds of jazz or classical music. How about if we make an exception? We're talking about 1999. We have to party like it's 99. So how about some devastatingly funky Cuban dance music, but one of the island's best bands ever?
Ernesto, I think that sounds like a good way to celebrate one of the best years in the Latin genre.
Well, then I have to tell you, hermano Josh, permiso que llegó Bamban. Excuse me, los Bamban are here. And I'm going to be very iconoclastic and tell you that los Bamban, of course, it's the supergroup of Cuban dance music. They have so many Sandunguera, La Titimani, all these great hits from the 80s. Te Pone La Cabeza Mala from the late 90s. This is actually my favorite Bamban song ever. I think it's one of their best, Permiso Que Llegó Bamban. It's the opening track to their classic now album, Llegó Bamban. And it's the arrangement. It's so amazing. It's like a classic charanga orchestration, but with trombones and funky drum kits. I mean, it's unbelievable. So here they are, Los Bamban. Permiso Que Llegó Bamban. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Aclarando lo sucedido, era que los montes querían darnos como regalo a la batuta brincando.
Esos son palos.
Qué malo este es. Ahí nada más, ahí nada más.
Permiso que llegó a mandar, permiso.
Pido permiso para entrar en tu corazón una vez más y demostrar.
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.